Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Final hour of the Get Right with Reg and KG right here on 105 Through the Fan on this Wednesday night. Appreciate you joining us on Odyssey and the Odyssey Athlete ShortRed.com text line 877-881-1053 if you want to get in on the conversation. You can find me on Twitter at Kevin Gray Sports. You can find Reg on Twitter at Reg Atatula. Right now, we are about to be joined, we think, on the Diamond Factory hotline. You can find him on Twitter at Bobby Bell TX. He is our Dallas Cowboys insider. Bobby Bell, who clearly had no respect for us in our show because he decided to get in the car with a Bluetooth and talk to us instead of doing a proper interview, sitting in the hotel room where we can make sure we have good connection, Bobby Belt.
Yeah, I think I'm showing a great deal of respect, being that I'm in Oxnard, and you asked me for an earlier time, and I said, I'm recording my podcast then. I know I've been up since 5 a.m. Pacific time. I know y'all are not on the air every night, and so I was like, let me give them some insights direct from Oxnard, but I guess that's not good enough for you guys after a 16-hour day.
Nobody asked for any of your love you too.
Wait. Hold on.
Are whatever you're pouring out right now.
Did I just hear more voices? Are there more people in this car right now?
Who else is in the car?
There are more people in this car, but you didn't hear their voices. Wolchuk's acting all shy. He doesn't want to talk. Wolchuk's here. Cheech is here. Cheech will say hi. Say hi, Cheech.
Hi, guys.
Well, hello there.
We're just going to make this a group interview now.
Yep. You decided to get into the car, and now you got more people in there.
I love group sessions. Let's do it.
Of course you do. Where are you headed, by the way?
We're heading to the Rudder Room. We're going to go catch up with Jane Slater and John Dakota.
Oh, wow. So y'all been to let loose. Time. Yeah, y'all been to cut loose a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I'm not jealous at all.
we're trying to. We're in search of Walchuk's next girlfriend. That's what we're doing tonight.
Hey, so Walchuk, since you're the one that's not married in the car, like, chill.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, handle your business.
Chill.
But chill, all right? Now,
this is all Bobby. This is all Bobby. I've not been pushing for this. He's just on a mission to make this happen.
Sure. You're on the out-of-town trip, and the fact of the matter is on the out-of-town trip, you got a great opportunity to make magic happen.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Chi-Chi keeps mentioning, like, since we're out of town, he keeps referring to something called out-of-town rules. For his marriage, which I don't know what that means.
What is that supposed to mean?
You've got an all right situation right now, Bubba.
He keeps saying that. I was raised in a good Baptist family, so I don't know what that means. But.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like y'all are on their way to do some stuff.
Shenanigans is the word.
Complete shenanigans.
Bobby, we've got to get your expertise on this. Very important stuff.
Yep.
That's happening right now. The New York Yankees apparently are sending three minor league pitchers to get Andrew Benintendi from the Kansas City Royals. What's your first thoughts, baseball, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, if you could tell me who the minor leaguers are, I'd really like to give you a detailed scouting report on all them.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have the names on those just yet.
Yeah, we don't have all that.
Well, then I can't give you a proper review without that. I mean, it's like, you know,
what kind of snobby, like, baseball insider are you? You're supposed to have all this stuff working knowledge ready to go.
I mean, if you can tell me who they are instead of player to be named later, KG, I could tell you who that is.
Well, but if you weren't driving and doing your job the way that you're supposed to be. This is a preview of what you're going to get from us, you know, later on in the week.
This is
Where are y'all hosting together?
My job. I'm going to network. I'm going to network, y'all. Is that what you're calling it?
You're an insider. Is that what it is? I feel like we're using the term loosely right now.
Yeah, we're gonna go meet up with John Clayton right now.
Okay.
Fantastic. Hey, relax, Bobby. Relax. Jeez.
Oh, man. Wow. Relax.
Yeah. Jeez. All right. What kind of observations did you have from Cowboys training camp today?
It was a really great day for Jalen Tolbert. That was the biggest thing that I came away with was he looks at this point, obviously it's just one practice, but I think when you combine what you've seen from these summer practices, I think we can confidently say Jalen Tolbert will be at least as good as Michael Gallup was as a rookie, which was, I believe, like 35 receptions, 500 yards, and, you know, a few touchdowns. He'll be able to duplicate that, and I would be really surprised if he didn't put up more like 2019 Randall Cobb numbers. But I've got a lot of faith that Jalen Tolbert is going to be a really good player for this team right away. That was one takeaway. Anthony Brown had a really good day today. He looked solid in coverage. And even though we've seen mainly Connor McGovern throughout the summer starting at left guard, we did finally kind of get an even rotation there between McGovern and Tyler Smith. So that competition is finally coming to bear a little bit. But I still would be really surprised if McGovern has the inside track on that job. Just watching them throughout the summer, watching them today, Tyler Smith just seems like the better option at left guard. So I still anticipate that would be the guy that you see on the opening game against Tampa Bay. So those are some of the bigger ones. Terrence Steele had a nice day, had some really good reps against Micah Parsons. I know Parsons went viral for, you know, a couple pass rush clips, but, you know, that's a little bit of the danger of training camp. You get the viral clip, like Tavon Austin catching a Hail Mary pass over Charvarius Ward, and then we talk about giving Tavon Austin 25 touches a game, and Charvarius Ward ends out, you know, getting traded and ends up getting a giant contract from the 49ers to play corner this year. So I think that taking the social media clips are great. They're an awesome look at what's going on for the fans, but I think it's important to have the fully orbed view. And so while Terrence Steele was kind of getting killed on social media today, I thought Terrence Steele actually had a really solid day, even against Micah Parsons.
I feel like you're taking a failed shot at John Machota, who you're about to see here in just a few minutes. So I feel like
No. John's the GOAT, man. And John would talk to me on a Bluetooth and not complain about it.
All right, Bobby. Well, you're there in person with him, so like, good, nice burn, Bobby. Nice burn there. Jeez.
Oh, Bobby, you want some aloe for that burn, guys?
Wow.
Relax.
You feel
Bobby,
good about that one?
Relax, that was man. Like, you thought you really got one off there. Good for you.
Bobby, we actually do have names on that trade. Relax. It's TJ Sycamore, Beck Way, and Chandler Champagne. Champlain, I should say.
Damn, Chandler Champagne. Okay. Really impressive prospect. They're kind of buying low on him. He's somebody that I think is going to be a top prospect, though.
All right. Okay. Quit while you're ahead. Okay. Jeez. Like, you're all making right. it all up. Quit while you're ahead.
That's those other two guys. Those are guys who know their way around the bases and
sure.
the balls. For
that's
sure.
right. Uh-huh. No. It's definitely past 8 p.m. on the West Coast. All right, so Bobby, you were talking about
barely.
The hope and the optimism that you have for Jalen Tolbert, but the wide receiving core as a whole is still something that intrigues me, as we've had personal conversations about, and you've talked about the idea, and Steven Jones has lended more credence to the idea that maybe, you know, once they get a better idea of what they have in the wide receiving core, maybe they do add somebody. Would Jalen Tolbert's, you know, kind of optimistic look early kind of make it so that they're not looking at that, or are we still looking at maybe James Washington and what he will produce to be the telltale on whether they go out and maybe like sign a cheap veteran free agent?
I think a lot of that's going to be about when the pads come on and they get a better look. I mean, this is just kind of a cursory view at this point, but I think once the pads come on and we can see, does it still translate for Jalen day to day, but you know, beat Kelvin Joseph on a deep ball down the field, reach. They weren't able to connect on it, but he beat Kelvin Joseph on that route. CeeDee Lamb had a couple good routes today. They Simi Fehoko looked good, you know, running routes. So it's just, it's one of those things where we're not going to know until the pads are on and we're seeing these guys get hit and we're seeing, you know, the actual plays kind of come into fruition in these practices before we'll be able to truly measure, I think, how comfortable they are with their receiving core. But I think they are excited about Jalen Tolbert. I think they believe they've got a diamond in the rough in James Washington. And I think they're really excited about their receivers coach, Robert Prince, and how he can kind of shape and mold them. So I think they're willing to give it a shot, see how this all looks, and then kind of take it from there.
Our Dallas Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell, joining us right here on 105 Through the Fan. Bobby will be happy to know that Joey Chestnut continues to be the greatest eater of all time and just added another world record to his resume after eating 44 Cane's chicken fingers in just 5 minutes.
That's our new board op, right, Joey Chestnut?
No. No. Good guess, though. But there
the
you go.
The one who thinks he can get with Jennifer Aniston?
That's right.
Wait, what did I miss?
Yeah, you missed a whole lot. If you listen to me and Bobby, you know, over the
Why
weekend.
Why would I do that? I just listened to what y'all are doing radio. During this
You're
segment.
Polo,
yeah.
Like, literally
good gracious.
Oh, no, I do. I just don't listen to you two. That's
Wow, you should because we had Kelsey Charles on the show that day as well.
Another reason to not listen.
Wow. If
she doesn't text me back. I'm mad at her.
If you listen more closely to me, you would have gotten the Comrex connection. But
really, Bobby, you just really think you're all fire tonight, don't you?
In the car,
it's 8 o'clock on the West Coast, but my body's still on Central Time, y'all. It's 10 o'clock.
See, now I tried to tell you that time change will whoop your tail, didn't I? Didn't I try to tell you that?
No, but it's not whooping my tail. I'm on Central Time. I'm acting as if it's 10 o'clock at night in Dallas.
So you're faking it till you make it. Is what you're saying? Is what you're doing?
That's how I got the job.
You ask this man a question, please.
No, this is much better. This is much better. So now that we're obviously into training camp now and what you boys saw today and your observations, what's kind of the sense you feel just even off of day one about how this team is feeling? I know it's the very first day, but any general sense of feeling about what this team is feeling like their attitude is going to be approaching toward this camp?
I don't know about the players themselves. There seems to be this messaging from the front office, from Mike McCarthy and you know, the decision makers that, you know, they're really annoyed with how annoyed the fan base seems to be.
Oh, really?
And
I wonder why.
That sure seemed to be the way they were talking in these first two press conferences. And, you know, I think that's an interesting position to take. They've come out a little, what's the word for it? They've come out a little combative, I think, even with, you know, the fan base itself in terms of what their expectations are and what they think this team can accomplish. I don't hate that as long as it turns into results on the field. If you want to use it as a chip on your shoulder and use it to, you know, better the team and give them something to, you know, give them an enemy to, I guess, rally around, give them a rallying point, a motivation point, fine, do that. But if the results aren't there, then it was a lot of, you know, empty, hurt feelings, essentially, is what it comes out to be.
Bobby, and also, Chiafalo hop in here if you would like to as well. As much as I also want to make sure that we don't get overblown on this because it's one day of camp where there weren't any pads on and all these things, but was there anything that you saw that kind of made you go, uh-oh, or was there anything concerning that you could have seen on day one?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, Dak had the interception and, you know, there were a couple batted balls and things like that, but I mean, it's really hard to take anything serious from quarterbacks in these types of practices where it's just, you know, basically T-shirts and helmets. So I don't know. There wasn't a lot that was overly concerning to me, I don't think. Chi-Chi, you got anything? Anything that bugged you?
I mean, there was a couple of things maybe that bug you a little bit. You can tell the defense is ahead of the offense, but that's not a surprise or much of a concern, really. I think that's kind of – what we expected coming in. I think the disappointment, I mean, there's really not much to speak of from a disappointment standpoint. I mean, I would say other than I still don't think you're going to get the exact type of offense you want stylistically, at least from my perspective, from Kellen Moore. I don't think you're going to get, like, all of a sudden we're seeing all this pre-snap motion and kind of new age pre-snap stuff from a window dressing standpoint, all that kind of stuff that you see from these different types of offenses. But from a positive side on Kellen Moore, you did see Zeke and Pollard playing together, where maybe Zeke's the back and Pollard's playing wide receiver. And so getting Pollard involved seems like they're being intentional about it. And so that's certainly something that I was appreciative of today.
And if you're looking for a positive, we just saw a whole ass sea lion swimming in the bay here.
No. And is that why the sirens and stuff are going off? Horns are going off her?
It's a trip. Like at first I thought it was like Nessie, but like that's a sea lion.
It looks mermaidy.
It does. It looks a little mermaidy. But
I appreciate y'all doing Theater of the Mind for radio. Did one of y'all get y'all's phone out, please?
No.
Now it's not tuning.
No.
We were trying to focus on the questions.
No, I appreciate that. I do.
Football guys. Yeah, we're football guys.
I get it. And you gave us great answers. And Chief Hall, you actually got to a point that's interesting. We were just talking about it in my segment where we were talking about the rewatch that I've been doing. And I really have had concerns about the idea that, you know, Kellen Moore can, you know, draw up these individual plays here and there where trick players that are imaginative. But it feels like the offense as a whole has not been imaginative. Like, I heard you guys talking about the idea of, like, them kind of establishing some moving the pocket stuff. Is that really a concern for all of you guys? You know, I know that Chief Follow just kind of mentioned it. Is that how you all feel? Is that there might be a concern of getting an offense that's imaginative and that could really stress defenses?
Yes, absolutely. Now, we are in the midst, Reggie, of, and I know that was a good question.
Yeah, it was okay.
Bobby's mute right now. His jaw's on the floor a little bit. Walchuk has the phone out. He's trying to capture
Where
the video.
There was a
second sea lion.
What?
There was a second sea lion.
Breach lion.
We have now seen two of them, and then it has disappeared. It seems to have a sixth sense of when we pull the phone out, it knows to go deep under the waters here. But we
that
are
bashful sea lion.
Walchuk may have just got it. Should we go into the water?
Come.
What?
Yes.
What?
I'm not at bodily harm for you doing that. Yes, go.
All right. I'm going to go into the water, and I'm going to try and get out, because I have an Android, which is you can get those things in water, and they'll still survive, unlike iPhones. So I'm going to go in the
they
water.
They can't survive in water, too, Bobby.
Why are you defending the iPhone right now?
What do you mean, why am I defending the iPhone? Because it's a superior form of phone
and
superior form of communication.
What are you doing right now? There are clearly sea lions that need to be discussed right now. Also, like, are you guys on a highway next to, or are you guys, like,
did y'all pull over or something?
What's happening?
We just parked at the runner. There's another
one.
There is a third.
All right. This has clearly been the worst interview ever, thanks to
this. Well, I don't know what he's talking about. I've enjoyed this a lot.
This is
one more time.
Missing it.
Cut them off.
We're gonna tweet the sea lion.
Thank
you guys. Okay.
Thank you.
Right,
this has been lovely.
Y'all.
Love you all. Be safe.
That was Eric Chiafalo,
Zach
Walchuk, and our Dallas Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell. Oh, you cut them off. You got them off the phone. Thank you, mercifully.
From the 325, ask them what their favorite dispensary was. Whatever it was, it's
not better than any sea lions
that great job
that they were watching.
I'm not sure if there were actually real sea lions, Kevin.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. I don't know if Bobby took his medication or not before driving, so I don't know what's going on. Where are we going next, right?
I wish I knew. Coming up next, let's do some this or that on 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
still recovering.
From the 214 on the truckrate.com text line. Man, I don't know what I just heard driving right now, but that was some crazy blank. Yep, that was the greatness of Bobby Bell, Zach Walchuk, and Eric Chiafalo as they are.
And three, I believe, sea lions?
And three sea lions, right, as they are out in Oxnard, California. We appreciate that Bobby hopping on with this last segment to give us his thoughts. And Chiafalo and Walchuk's thoughts on what they saw out there in a training camp today. Is the Get Right with Reggie KG right here on 105 through the Fan. Kevin Gray, Reginald Attitude, Ruben doing his very best to hold this thing together tonight. Appreciate his hard work this evening. If you missed any of our show tonight for the last near 3 hours, make sure you go on the Odyssey app. You can hit the rewind button there. Or you can go to 105throughthefan.com as well. You can click on the Get Right podcast page, and you can listen to any of our segments and or hours.
The Odyssey app, there's also the podcast for the Get Right. Like, it's all over. Mm-hmm. We in there.
So make sure you check that out on 105 Through the Fan and on Odyssey. You can find me on Twitter at Kevin Gray Sports. You can find Reg on Twitter at Reg Attitula.
I love our listeners so much. From the 972, I'm a sea lion in Cali. Why were me and my boys just accosted by three drunk guys?
The thing, Mr. Sea Lion. They weren't Mr. drunk. C-Lion. They weren't
not
drunk.
Yet.
Right.
Not yet.
Not yet.
They are in the process.
So take that for what you will.
And we have video evidence that they are in the process.
Yes, very much so. But right now, I think it's time for this, Reg.
Yeah, let's do a little of this or that. What's happening, fellas?
Yo!
Shout out pop in?
Hey.
Shout out to Will Chambers.
Not much, fellas. Not much. Shout out to McKeever on the Twitch chat. Up a little late, aren't we?
The Twellos. Twitch.tv/DallasFanCam. Love the Twellos.
They know what it is.
Love y'all. Appreciate y'all.
And we've been showing them love all night. In fact, Opie World said that was radio gold. I don't know if it was radio gold, but it was
something.
It was something.
It was definitely something.
This now is this or that. The game very simple, and you can participate on the truckwreck.com text line, 877-881-1053. It's very simple. I'll put forward a statement. Y'all tell me whether you agree this or disagree that. let me clear out this text message that we done gotten. All right, there we go. Now we back to the things that I need to do. Okay. So I get a lot of these at times from like Twitter and things that I've seen. And there was a viral tweet that was kind of going around last week, I believe.
Okay.
And it basically said that if rent was in Gotham was $300 a month.
I've seen this one.
Would you move there? I think it said for a three bedroom. Yeah, for a three bedroom. Three, like dirt cheap. $300. Mm-hmm. I think anybody in this day and age knows that you ain't finding no $300 a month three bedroom.
Like off top to start
ever.
Off with.
Talk right. Less of like a nice neighborhood or whatever.
Find
however.
A bathroom for $300 a month.
Gotham, the comic book home of.
Where is she?
The Dark Knight himself, Batman, and his assortment of villains. I think they call it like a villain gallery or whatever, his gallery of villains.
Well, not a gallery.
Yeah, Scarecrow and Two-Face and Joker running around causing mayhem and all that. Penguin. So with all that being the case, you would move to Gotham for a nice $300 a month, three-bedroom apartment. Kevin, this or that?
That.
Okay.
Yeah, because on the off chance that I see Batman.
The off chance?
That I see Batman.
You think that's off chance?
Yeah, because okay. He's a vigilante that operates in the dark.
Okay.
So if I ever happen to see Batman, that probably means he's in the middle of like fighting crime.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Which means I'm probably in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Correct.
So I'm a pass that. Sorry, I can't do Gotham for $300 a month.
Rogues Gallery. Thank you, 972. I was trying to come up with this, the Rogues Gallery. Thank you.
Okay.
Ruben, what were you thinking? $300 a month.
Give me a that.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
give me that.
Why?
I don't want my personal goods, like, being used as a weapon, being destroyed for Batman to save the city.
Okay, all right, I feel you. Yeah, you don't want your car being thrown through a building,
yeah,
or thrown at Bane.
Imagine that insurance call. Why are you calling my
car? The insurance in Gotham City has got to be
this
awful,
random
bro.
Vigilante threw my car through a window to save.
But this is the thing, right? Like
to save the city,
right?
I mean, obviously, and I think KG, you might have some understanding about this. Is like insurance where you are, and like the likelihood of damage happening affects your premiums and such. Can you imagine
yeah,
the premiums
me?
And deductibles that would happen in
you
Gotham,
bro? You
wouldn't
be able to afford insurance living in Gotham because of all the protection you would need from all the chaos that's surrounding Gotham City. Are you kidding
How
me?
How many times is somebody like punched through a building or like, you know what I mean, some building blown up? You get taken hostage at your job. Like, what job do you think you could have that was safe from like the nonsense that
Where
is?
Where could you go that you would think is safe? You got Penguin running around, you know, the corner, the Joker trying to burn everything down in sight. Like, come on, man. No. There's no way. I don't care if it's three. By the way, Gotham City, like, that's a really, you know, unrealistic thing.
That's a circus.
That you can find.
I love this from the 817. How much is the good side of Gotham? Give me a number. I got a kid. Look, if you got a kid, I don't know if you want to be in Gotham at all.
You're right. I don't know if that's a great place to raise a family at.
Like, I feel like, yeah,
in
man.
In Gotham.
I feel you folks as like 940. I live in South Oak Cliff for five times that. I feel you, right? 254. I've been raised in a project, so it's nothing new to me. All right, cool. But like, look, man, they got superpowers now.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, this is a whole different level.
See, but here's the thing about, you know, Batman's set of villains that he deals with. None of them have superpowers. They're just on random blow up stuff chaos.
Yeah.
Like Joker just go around here, find a stick of dynamite and throw it to a building for the heck of it.
Or, you know, like, or even better or worse, depending on how you look at it, all of a sudden now you a hostage.
Yeah.
For no reason.
For no reason.
I was trying to go home, man. That's it.
Joker felt like holding some people hostage today. Here I am stuck at a bank.
Yeah, you went to the Walmart at the wrong time.
And Joker want to be on some shenanigans.
Now you all hostages.
No. From the 817KG, you got to do what you got to do.
That's $300. Hey, man, I don't know, dog.
No.
I just don't know. Because also, how are you making this $300? Like, I just don't know of the job that I feel. I feel like I would, honestly, legitimately, I feel like like working in a morgue, somewhere in a basement where I don't deal with people. I need to not have that threat of being like something valuable that could be leveraged for attention to get Batman. Like, yeah. I just need to be away and off of the street. All of that. I just need some safety. Okay. That's fun. Thank you, gentlemen, for obliging me in that one. All right. This was an interesting tweet that I saw actually today. So this person tweeted that there was, I'll read it verbatim. There was a woman who worked at my job a few years ago who went on vacation to Europe. She'd saved up a bunch of days and was gone for a month. When she came back, she tendered her resignation. No notice, just bounced. And I'm here to tell you, this is the single best way to quit a job.
Yeah, this.
Kevin, you saying this?
This. You kidding me?
Easily. This.
Like, you could go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
still be able to leave your job and still get paid like on the way out the door. Yeah, I'm gone. Sorry.
Oh yeah, this.
Good. Y'all both agreeing on that?
Good yes. for her.
I'm surprised.
As an employer, yeah, this.
As an employee.
Yeah,
basically. I was about to say, as an employer, I feel like you would hate that.
Yeah, that's
what yeah, I mean. As an employer, you'd be like, well, what's wrong with you?
Like we had to find somebody to do your work, and then we thought you were coming back, and now you're not.
Like, you left all this work here, and now you're not coming back? You got the nerve to say you're not coming back either? Yeah, no, definitely not.
I'm surprised that nobody, like, neither of y'all went to the place of, like the viral videos that you've seen recently of the people that, like, maybe work in retail or something, and then, like, do something extravagant, like, I'm out of here, do, like, some big grand thing, like get over the intercom
read your bosses by on the way out the door, give them a piece of all of your money.
Are y'all those types of people that like would like to give people a piece of your mind, or are you just like, I want to be done with this nonsense, leave me alone?
I'm not one for confrontation in that way, so I'm just gonna just be like, peace. I'm not gonna waste my energy. I that's just not me. So other people definitely would. Like, if there was no repercussion, my wife would absolutely be that person. Absolutely be that person.
And sure. And let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All pieces of mind come out if that were the case for her. But yeah, no, I couldn't do that. But that's a great way. Good for her. Hope it works out for her.
Yeah, I do as well.
You know, that's great.
All right, so this one comes from Trill Withers on Twitter at TylerIM.
Oh, okay.
He every once in a while he'll throw out these tiers lists. Have you seen the tiers?
Mm-hmm.
And this one has to do with animals that you could fight in 1v1 combat with no weapons.
What's you in fighting animals?
Because it's hilarious. What you mean?
I feel like if you wasn't hosting the show, he'd just find a way to like get paid to fight animals.
Oh, I would not fight an animal. I'm very much out of the fighting animals situations. However, there's some things that happen on these tiers. Obviously, there the tiers are would murder me swiftly, which includes lions, elephants, rhinos, orcas. Reasonable
orcas.
Yes, killer whales, as they might be called.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. All right.
There's in the whoop me decent. Like, they'd win, but, it'd be a decent fight. Walruses, dolphins, zebras, whales, moose, or meese, as I like to call them.
dolphins be fighting like that?
There's a whoop them decent where you might not win, but, or you'll win, but it'd be tough.
Get a lick in, maybe. Yeah.
Like llamas. Apparently octopods are in here. Tapirs are in there. And then he put in the, my lunch category, the ones that I would absolutely whoop. Tortoises, penguins, geese, wombats. But the one that really got me is the one that's like, it's a fair fight. There's two things in the fair fight category here. There's a skunk and there's a kangaroo. And I'm here to tell you, that's not a skunk. My bad. That's like a badger. A badger and a kangaroo. And I'm here to tell you, a kangaroo would whoop your ever living, you know what? They whoop your keister. Kevin.
Yeah. This.
Like, it's not, ain't no fair fight in it.
Has anyone seen a kangaroo fight?
I've seen kangaroos fighting each other.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Although I have seen that video.
Seen one kick?
There is that video of that one dude who came up and punched a kangaroo because it was trying to get at his dog, and then the kangaroo stopped. So like, I guess the kangaroo took note. So like, I guess maybe that gives you a little bit of hope for fighting the kangaroo.
Hell no.
All right. KG,
I've seen kangaroos kick. You've seen them videos of kangaroos kick.
Oh man,
come on, man.
They caved your chest in, dog.
Yeah, that's done for. There's no way. And a honey badger, did you say it was a badger was the other one?
It was a badger. I don't know if it was a honey badger, but it's definitely a badger.
Yeah, because who's fighting one of those? A honey badger, take you out, too.
Was there any one of these things that I named that you're like, I could whip them? In the category, there's like a fox, a vulture, penguin, tortoise.
Yeah, you should be able to handle
flamingo.
Pigeon. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I said a pigeon.
Penguin?
A penguin,
you think you can handle a penguin?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
You said just push it over or whatever. Like waddle or whatever.
He said just push. Okay.
Push it.
Fantastic. I guess that's how we do this.
By the way, before we go to break, y'all, some of y'all really be wilding on these trade ideas.
What did that mean?
This comes from Mock Trades and High Level. I guess it's something on Instagram. they proposed a mock trade of Reggie Bullock, Tim Hardaway Jr., and Davis Bertans going from the Mavericks to the Lakers in exchange for Russell Westbrook, Taylor Horton Tucker, and two first-round picks. What?
So you're giving up Bullock, and then you're getting off of Bertans and Dinwiddie? Is that what you said?
Bullock, Hardaway, and Bertans.
Hardaway and Bertans.
In exchange for Russell Westbrook, Taylor Horton Tucker, and two first-round picks.
What are you trying to do there? I guess
that's what I'm saying. Like, what are you
trying
to accomplish there?
You're trying to recoup first-round picks there.
And you get the expiring contract of Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. So, idea that you actually create an opportunity for cap space, so you give yourself an opportunity to get better through drafting. So, I guess that would be an acknowledgement that what you have right now as a Mavs team is not something that can actually win a championship or a championship contender. So, you take a slight step back for a year in hopes that you can
get the obscene cap space of a Russell Westbrook contract.
Mm-hmm. That would be the idea there.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I don't find it as nonsensical as you do off the rip, but I don't think it's anything that the Mavs would go for.
It's the final call next at 105 through the fan. Appreciate all the hard work of Ruben tonight here on the Get Right with Reg and KG, Kevin Gray with Reginald Adetula, right here on 105 through the fan. It's the final call here on the Get Right. You can, again, find us on Twitter at Kevin Gray Sports. You can find Reg on Twitter at Reg Adetula. Appreciate our Dallas Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, for joining us at the top of the hour, at the 10 o'clock hour. If you missed anything during our show, make sure you hit that rewind button on Odyssey, or you can go to our 105 Through the Fan website, and you can hit the podcast page and listen to the Get Right there on our podcast page as well. And all the Twolos, appreciate y'all hanging out with us here in the Twolo Lounge, twitch.tv/DallasFanCam.
Yeah, they in there getting loose.
Yeah, they are.
It's been a loose kind of show today.
It's been a lot of fun today. We appreciate y'all keeping it light with us on this hump night edition, Reg.
Stop doing that.
On 105.3 The Fan. Final call right here on the Get Right. Wanted to make sure we pass this along because this is a story that broke earlier today. The United States has offered to swap convicted Russian arms dealer Victor Bout as part of an exchange for imprisoned Americans. Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. This coming from CNN earlier today, as the U.S. government is trying to get Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan back to the United States of America. Apparently, this has been something that's been ongoing for a while now.
It has.
And in fact, sources tell CNN that the plan to trade Bout for Whelan and Griner received the backing of President Joe Biden after being under discussion since earlier this year. So apparently this is something that's been in the works for quite some time. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Wednesday that the U.S. presented a, quote, substantial proposal to Moscow weeks ago for Whelan and Griner, who are classified as wrongfully detained. So that's a obviously major update.
Yeah, and I mean, there's been kind of discussions amongst like people that have, you know, this geopolitical background, because I know this is tough. When we get to these tough times and places, especially on Twitter, everybody becomes a level of expert that they probably weren't a little bit before. But like the folks that actually have some level of understanding in these realms have kind of talked about this, and very early on kind of laid out that, yes, it did seem like, you know, Brittany Griner was kind of being held as a political prisoner, and that she was going to be kind of a token to try and do some level of deal. Victor Bout, I believe that is the correct pronunciation. I can't remember. Has been nicknamed the Merchant of Death. So I know the conversations have been kind of have roiled about that, about the idea of, are you trading Brittany Griner for, as if it's like some level of like sports trade? You're going to trade her for somebody of that magnitude, of somebody who, you know, has all of these, you know, I guess like deaths on their hands. He's currently serving a 25-year prison sentence. I think he's been there for about a decade, been serving that in the U.S. So the understanding is with Paul Whelan, I believe is the name, who is a security executive and who has been under what Russian imprisonment, the idea would be you already have, you know, forced this gentleman to serve a lot of time and you'd be able to get a couple of people back stateside that you really need to get out of Russian imprisonment. So this has been something that's been talked about for a little bit, and it's kind of it's good that we're getting to this place, that hopefully there'll be some resolution and we'll see Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan back stateside.
Brittany Griner has been detained in Russia for over 160 days. So this has been an ordeal that's gone on for quite some time. But again, that's...
Whelan has been there since 18. He was arrested on espionage charges in 2018. Sentenced to 16 years on a trial that U.S. officials have called unfair. So, yeah, that's tough, man. It really is. Mm-hmm.
News coming out of LIV Golf. Of course, they've already announced that they're going to expand from 8 to 14 tournaments next year. And their prize money, I don't know if you saw this, their prize money is going to go from $150 million in terms of their pool mm-hmm. money to over $400 million next year in 2023. And they have another golfer who's going to join them. Bubba Watson, two-time Masters champion, who at one point in his career was ranked as high as number 2 in the world. He is going to be going to LIV Golf later on this summer. He's going to be debuting and expected to debut in a Boston-based event later this summer. So a former two-time major champion who has 12 career PGA Tour wins, he is going to be headed to the LIV Golf Tour now.
Yeah, man. And I haven't even seen if they were awarded that designation to where they would get, you know, the ranking points for their events. I didn't see that, but ultimately, look, it's gotten to the point where the money is speaking so heavily. And I mean, outside of, you know, that first instance where Phil Mickelson got, you know, was out there solo and ended up with like the quotes that were, you know, unbecoming that came out in the media, you know, the stigma of it has kind of worn for some of these folks. And I don't recall who it was said by, but it was said pretty astutely. It's like, look, man, The thing with sports washing is it works, right? Particularly if you have the money. So this is the thing, is that all sorts of people are going to ultimately succumb to the notion of there's just so much money on the table and we'll take it despite whatever comes on the backside. So, yeah, I mean, I think we've gotten to the point where it's evident that they're just going to be able to spend so much money and that people are just going to go and take it.
Final call here on the Get Right. Were y'all disappointed to hear that the Choco Taco had been discontinued?
Never had one in my life.
Me either. Ruben, apparently, oh, you have thoughts on this? You were disappointed? Oh,
he might be eating a Choco Taco as you speak.
The last one that was available.
So you've never eaten a Choco Taco, but do you have opinions on this?
No, it made me think of things that have been discontinued. That you would like to see continued, or something that is currently in circulation that you're like, please get that
out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go that route because I can be real finicky about that. But funny enough, I don't know if it's just like an individual thing, but I really enjoyed Quiznos, and I feel like Quiznos out the game. Like, I haven't gotten a really good, I think it's out of the game. I think. I haven't seen them in a while, but I also am not certain. I don't think I like looked to see if they went bankrupt or nothing. But like, I would like to be able to hit up the Quiznos every once in a while. Like they had this particular Baja chicken or something sandwich that I really enjoyed.
I like how he was getting Baja chicken from Quiznos.
It was good. it was good.
You have thoughts as far
as my personal opinion.
Okay.
It's like a bottom top 10, but
look, this is the thing. I don't like biting into ice cream. I don't know that I necessarily would say I have sensitive teeth, but I just don't like that sensation.
Oh, really?
Of biting into ice cream.
Because I love me a good chocolate chip ice cream cookie.
Cookie sandwich, those things?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't like biting into ice cream. I really don't. Like, the closest I'll get is like the ice cream sandwich with like, but even then, I don't have those hardly at all.
Oh, so you didn't like the ice cream sandwiches growing up? Like the
I didn't opt for them a ton, but I had them, I made it work, but I'm just generally biting into ice cream, like that biting into cold, having that cold on your teeth. And again, I know for people that have sensitive teeth, that's just really a no-go.
Yeah.
I don't know that necessarily I would say I have sensitive teeth, but I definitely don't like that feeling.
One thing that keeps coming back that just needs to stay away permanently is the McRib. Like, I don't know why every year they continue to bring that back as if somebody wants it.
I think that's all. That feels like an execution thing. It's just like it's been gone long enough for you to forget or whatever.
So here's the thing. Either you bring it back and bring it back permanently, or get rid of it. Like, this whole notion that we keep bringing this thing back as if it's a special thing every year. Like, come on, man. Like, if you're going, just get rid of it. Are you a McRib person?
I don't like the McRib.
You don't like that either. No. Okay. Apparently, someone's agreeing with you, Reg, when it comes to the Quiznos meatball sub. They felt it was fire there.
Yeah, I mean, Quiznos was cool. Quiznos was cool. Now, it wasn't very smart marketing for them to have, like, rodents in their ad. You remember when they did that? When they had all the hamsters in their advertising?
Wait, what?
Please inform me.
You don't remember when Quiznos had the hamsters? Or I don't want to say that they were rats. I don't think that they were rats or mice. I think that they were hamsters. In their advertising. Somebody, please let me know.
Oh, no, that sounds...
Please let me know if you remember when Quiznos had the hamsters commercials. Mm-mm. And I was like, dog, what are y'all doing? No rodents should be in no food commercials. No, it's not a smart way to go about this.
Really weird. There's no way...
It was weird. That is absolutely a way to describe it.
There was no way I would be eating at a restaurant that had rodents in their particular advertisement. That sounds awful. But hey, Choco Taco, rest in peace. Hope it... Clearly, for Ruben's sake, maybe make a comeback at some point. Appreciate you joining us on the Get Right with Reggie KG tonight. Ruben, thank you so much for your hard work on the show.
They had hamsters in the advertising. I'm telling you, please believe me.
Oh, relax.
Please believe me.
You will hear Reg on the KNC Masterpiece for the next couple days. Chris Arnold and I will be with you tomorrow and on Friday for 1 hour before we get you to Rangers
Yes,
baseball.
They were screaming that we love Quiznos subs. Yes.
All right.
Thank
All
you.
Right. For,
thank you.
For Ruben.
I go to bed happy.
For my partner, Reginald Adetula, my name is Kevin Gray. This has been the Get Right with Reggie KG. Y'all have a good night.
Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.